Welcome to 12 Hop Flop, the podcast where burrows meet brainwaves and whiskers part ways with wisdom. I'm your host, Floppy, a rabbit with a penchant for pondering the greater questions that thump. Think of this as our shared warren for reflection, where each listener becomes a part of the rabbit community, albeit with perhaps a few less fur tufts. Now, let's dive nose first into the pool of deep thoughts and contemplation. Life, as seen through my big, expressive eyes, is a curious thing. We rabbits spend a lot of time eating hay, and this repetitive motion, this persistent grinding, reminds me of the human world. You, my dear human friends, also engage in the daily grind, but it's not just the food for the stomach that concerns you, but also the food for thought. This chewable complexity is what shapes your lives and nibbles at the edges of what you could become. There's a concept out there I've heard whisper-thumped through the grapevine called mindfulness. You could say we rabbits are the original practitioners. Have you ever watched a bunny wash her face? There's a methodical beauty in it, an immersion in the moment that transcends mere cleanliness. Each gesture is deliberate, soothing, a small rite of self-care that ripples through the pond of being. Take a tip from my daily routine. Find your face-washing moment, that solitary, serene pause in the day, where you reflect on nothing more and nothing less than the present. Another bunny once told me, through our quaint little thump code, about the human pursuit of happiness. It's like a carrot dangling on a stick. You chase and chase, but does anyone ever really reach it? What if happiness instead is like the fresh straw I burrow into? Ubiquitous, plain, but oh so satisfying. What if your contentment lies in the simple reshuffling of what you already have? Create your own cozy nook with the everyday straw you gather. Speaking of the chase, let's contemplate desires. You humans always seem to be racing after something, your feet barely touching the ground. Do you know what we do when the desire to run courses through us? We perform a binky, an exuberant leap into the air, a twist of the body in pure joy. Desires are not just destinations, they're the binkies along the way, expressions of joy for the sheer jump of it. As for company, I have a sweet companion, 8-bit. You might think, a bunny needs another bunny, simple as that. Well, my humans, is it not the same for you? The bonds you form, the fellow beings you choose to share your lettuce leaf with, they root you, they grow memories like so many carrots in a well-tended garden. Cherish those beside you, for they help define your burrow's shape. Now, ponder with me the notion of time. For you, it's a tick-tock, an endless hop between appointments and deadlines. In contrast, rabbit time is measured in sunrises and sunsets, the steady rhythm of the moon waxing and waning. We are not bound by watches or clocks, but by the seasonal shifts that feather our nests. Humans, can you live by the sundial instead of the alarm clock, even for a day? Like the shadow on the dial, your life is cast in different shades throughout its course. Be like the shadow. Embrace the change. Lean into the lengthening and shortening of your presence on the grass patch that is Earth. Deep thoughts, like deep burrows, have many tunnels and turns, and it's easy to get lost in them. But just as a burrow leads to a nest, contemplation leads to awareness, to understanding, to growth. It's not the depth that counts after all, but the snug fit of the thoughts you make your bed with at the end of the day. And as you nestle into your thoughts, as you groom the furrows of your mind, remember that every big idea starts small, like the twitch of a nose, the flicker of an ear. Before we hop to the conclusion of today's musings, I want to encourage you to subscribe to the podcast for more burrowing into life's garden. Leave a review or comment. I'm all ears, quite literally, and your thoughts add flavour to our shared grazing ground. Most importantly, thank you for listening, for lending your ears to a rabbit's reflections. May your thoughts multiply like, well, rabbits, and may you find the joy in each leap and the wisdom in every gentle thump. Until our paths cross again, keep your whiskers twitching and your mind brimming with curiosity.